New York Congressman George Santos has surrendered to authorities and is now facing 13 criminal charges. The first-term Republican lawmaker is appearing in court today. The charges against him include several counts of fraud, as well as money laundering, theft of public funds, and making false statements to the House of Representatives. Santos has long faced accusations that he fabricated much of his resume. NPR's Brian Mann is in New York outside the courthouse. He joins us now. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Deepa.
So the story's still developing, but Brian, tell us about these charges. When did these allegedly occur?
Well, the allegations here stretch from 2020, when George Santos allegedly fraudulently tried to get unemployment payments from the state of New York when he was actually employed, earning about $120,000 a year, and also was already a political candidate then. That's one of the charges he faces. And then the behavior that's described as criminal by the federal government continued right up through this latest run for office, this successful run when he won election by allegedly gaining campaign funds from donors, which he allegedly spent on personal things like luxury designer clothing and car payments. U.S. Attorney Brian Priest put out a statement today saying that this indictment seeks to hold Santos accountable. This is a quote, for various alleged fraudulent schemes and brazen misrepresentations.
Okay. Has Santos or any legal representative spoken about these charges yet? Or what do you expect them to say?
You know, they have been really silent so far today. There's more court proceedings still to come, and so we may get a statement or we may hear what they have to say in the courtroom. But, you know, George Santos has been really vocal. He's been on social media in recent months pushing back against his critics. But since word of these indictments came down, he has gone silent. I've been trying to reach his attorney for the last 24 hours with no response. So for now, it's been kind of an uncharacteristic silence.
And what about lawmakers? How are they reacting? And specifically, Brian, I'm thinking of those in Santos's own Republican Party.
Right. So George Santos has been plagued by scandal, but he's also a key vote in the Republican Party. You know, they have this very slim majority. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said yesterday that he is not going to try to push George Santos out of office. He said he will continue to be allowed to vote. He won't sit on any committees. But while these legal charges play out in court, it appears that he will remain in good standing. Other Republicans were asked about this today and avoided taking a firm position on the scandals surrounding this politician.
Yet House Democrats have previously filed a resolution to expel Santos over allegations that he lied or misused money. Now these criminal charges. What do you think this could mean for Santos's political future? Will the Democrats push hard on this?
I think the Democrats will continue to push hard in Washington, also here on Long Island and in New York, where I am today. You know, the Democrats are making hay out of this. Obviously, George Santos is the perfect political target. Republicans did well here in the midterm elections, and Democrats want to win a bunch of those seats back. And so, yeah, right up through the 2024 election, Deepa, George Santos is going to be one of the main campaign themes for Democrats in Washington and here in New York.
NPR's Brian Mann outside the courthouse in New York. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.